ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग, वेलकम एंड गॉडली इवनिंग इन दिस गॉडली गैदरिंग। दिस इज द गैदरिंग। हु आर गैदर्ड हियर? What are we who are gathered here? Deities, actually. And who else? The ocean of love, yeah? What? The student of God. Beloved students of God. Okay, yes. Brahmins, okay. Ji? Instrument, okay. All these are the titles that we had received already. What did Baba see yesterday? Achha. What did he see us yesterday? You have the intoxication? The beads of the rosary. Beads of the rosary. Did you accept this title? With what vision, with which vision he sees us? And which rosary he was seeing us, beads of which in rosary? Number one rosary. Means he is seeing us the beads of the rosary of 108. He doesn't accept that we become the part of the rosary of the second number, 16,108. And as being the ocean of love, how great is the power of love? The power of love, the magic of love. What is the wonder and magic of love? Love attracts. It's attraction, the power of love attracts. Love makes you belong to each other. And just one word, my Baba. Where there is love, there is relationship. It is the power of love that brings transformation. The magic of love. Children say, my Baba with love. And he says, this is what, just one word. You made me belong to yourself. It is such a rope. such a powerful threat to Thai God. And then, what is the response of that love? How did he respond? He said just one word, "My Baba." With that one word, with love, you say, "My Baba, and you children made me belong to you." And then what did he say? He says, "I make you merged in me." Belong to is still there. See the difference between. When you belong, that belonging can be sometimes separated. But he says, when he says, "My children," Baba's love made us merged in his heart. And so this, because he merged us, like it is just like, it's not in a separation anymore, so closeness. And this vision of love has transformed us. This magic of love brought transformation in us. What we were before. If we look at our own selves 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that we came to Baba, since we made ourselves, we made Baba belong to us. And Baba not only just accepted us and just remained belong to us, but gave us space, place in his heart, in his vision. As the ocean of love. So the ocean of love let the Ganges merged in him. Means he made us like himself. Knowledgeful. Merged in him means the ocean not only made us belong to us, but just like the Ganges are merged in the ocean, and the ocean then does not have the difference, then there is no difference, then the Ganges become ocean. So his love, his vision is that he makes us like himself. This is the magic of love. Not only just give himself something, not only just kept up to relationship. In the relationship is also communication, it's giving and receiving. But what he was reminding us today, yesterday, we become like him. Means full. Knowledge full. Love full, bliss full. But he emphasizes, which quality emphasized yesterday of him, which devotees also remember? Power of what? Mercy. Merciful. That is what is remembered. Always, even on the path of devotion, the souls, even those who are coming now, means instant support. And then, and that should be so powerful, a great contrast then. It should be like powerful, like the sun. What he says, rays of your love and mercy should reach the suffering souls. See the two aspects, that our love for him should be like the ocean which he saw in the soul. What did he see in the soul? What did he see on the forehead? In the soul means when he would say, on your forehead he's seeing what? The waves of love. Because he let us merge in him with that love, and that love is corresponding the waves of love, the ocean waves. But what is the power of that love? That we become merciful for other souls. Why did he use the rays then? Why didn't he use the waves should go to the suffering souls? The sun destroys the rubbish, destroys the germs, but does not take the rubbish on itself. It means remover. What? Remover of sorrow. Purifier, giving of happiness, giver of happiness. So contrast, amongst us, our relationship with him is like ocean, the unlimited. But then our relationship with the devotees, so merciful and so powerful, that we remove their sorrow like the sun destroys the rubbish, but does not get affected by that rubbish. And very interesting title he said, that what you are, the receiver of happiness and giver of happiness. Before, if we seeing the sorrow and suffering of others, when we hear it, we became emotional. We took sadness. We became sensitive. And because of this, we block ourselves. We don't hear the sound, the suffering cries. He says, you don't hear. I hear it. And I was thinking, really, we don't hear. We know. We have understanding. We see it. But we are, because of our past, when we heard sorrow from someone, we had the suffering, we connected with our suffering. We did not become the sun. And so this sanskaras of taking sorrow from the suffering is not called mercy. From the suffering souls, if we take sorrow, if we become also sad, it's not called powerful. He said, become powerful. So the power of mind then, because mind, that when we take the suffering, the emotions, the mind is then become weak. Feelings do not remain so strong. And so in order to become powerful and liberate them from their suffering is the exercise, drill. The power of mind. And so what is that exercise? What is important? So that this exercise of giving power again and again really functions. He said, not only just when they come, but you emerge them in front of you. Emerge these souls in front of you. You mean so powerful that you are ready, you are donor. We are able to give them that power to be free from suffering. What is important for that? What consciousness has to be first? It's not that our mind is connected with their suffering. Our mind should be connected with the world server father. I am God's helper. I am God's companion. So it is that we uplift ourselves high. Just like Baba, merciful father, remover of sorrow, does not take sorrow. And so we don't take sorrow, but then we are God's companion, world server, a remover of sorrow. Giver of happiness. So shall we fix some time? 5-time exercise, 2-time exercise, 3-time exercise for that? What did he say yesterday? Practice many times. During the day, practice this many times as sending the rays of power to the souls. It means, if I want to send, I cannot be alone. First I have to be consciousness, I am Baba's helper, world server. A remover of sorrow and giver of happiness. And the other thing, before that it was we took sorrow and we created loss for ourselves. And this is why still the sanskaras are blocking. Don't want to hear anything. So what did Baba say? What is important? Why? What is most important thing to keep in mind? That you are world server, you are giving benefit to them, but along with that, this is benefit for your own self. It's not that I am giving time, energy for others. I am God's helper, God's companion, so power remains of that level. And also, it's benefit for myself. Double benefit. So that the double loss that I had, if I am not busy, if I am not serving, we make ourselves weak. Either to waste thoughts, waste thoughts also make us weak. Weak thoughts also make us weak. Mind is free, and free then begins to do wrong things. So it's safety for my own self. So benefit for my own self that I am free. I'm busy, I'm free from waste, but I'm busy. When I am busy, then I am not actually, Maya is not entertaining me. Because I am busy in God's task. And the other aspect is that then, because I am busy, I am with Baba, waste is not there, so the labor that I was doing of the becoming free from waste, becoming free from negative, I am saved from laboring. So waste is, I am becoming free from waste and I am saved from labor. The fight that is going on inside. So this is why it is beneficial for my own self. This is why this exercise again and again. And it's a constant. It's a constant effort. Because this is constancy. It's the strength. It makes fast, it's powerful as well. So this is why this exercise. So Baba's attention was that, am I making intense effort, fast effort? Or sometimes, or something I do sometimes, or some things block me, sometime I do, and some things block me. This is again a loss. And then it is not the question of, because this one, if sometimes and something happens, yeah, it will happen. Sometimes mistakes are made. Or at the time when the situations are there, or the upheaval comes in the world, then anyway there will be a disinterest and I will be ready. It means this Baba's teachings, be ever ready. So I'm not following, I'm not aware of the benefit I have, I'm not aware of the power of Baba's company I have, and I am not actually keeping this practice of Baba my teacher, and Baba is teaching me. Anything can happen anytime, so don't let something happen on the way. Sometimes, no, anytime, anything can happen. So if sometimes and something is blocking you, it is not called being ever ready. Sometimes we make effort and sometimes we not. Some things blocks us. And if some situation and time came, then who is my teacher? Not Baba. Who taught me? Who made me realize? Time. So do not make time your teacher. Time is your own creation. Why should I make this practice? Of this practice of again and again keeping myself busy and ever ready? Why important is this aim? It brings three things. It makes me conqueror of mind. conqueror of the world and conqueror of Maya. By being busy, then this waste, unnecessary things are not there, so I don't have to labor anymore. So it is, if I am not fighting, there is no question of conquering defeat. When we fight, it's a question of conquer and defeat. It's a natural conquering. I'm busy, I am in service and I am at the ocean of Baba like merciful. So then it is, because it's busy in service, and company of Baba, Maya cannot come. This is important. I do service not alone. I am world benefactor, world server, Baba's companion. This Baba's company keeps us powerful, and then Maya, where Baba is there, Maya cannot come. When I do service alone, then Maya can come. So that is this consciousness of being with Baba, Baba's companion, then it's love and mercy. Love is constant flow in us. And that love then creates mercy for other souls, because you see the contrast. How much what we have received from Baba. And how these souls are still stumbling, suffering, begging. And this great fortune that is, God has so much love for us, so much love for me, that every day in the morning He meets, He chants the rosary of the beads. He comes to meet these beads, to see these beads. Devotee chants the rosary of the deities, and God chants the rosary of Brahmins. So this consciousness of being so worthy that even God, with so much love, He remembers us. So this intoxication, then the mind is not fluctuating, or is not creating waste thoughts, because it is full, no? And for that it is, that means that is what it makes us ever ready, by having the consciousness as ever ready, or practice of this conqueror of Maya, conqueror of mind, conqueror of world. So situations of the world will come any time, and I want to make myself ever ready. Not at the end I will make it, because what He said, why should we make effort for a long period of time? The sanskaras, in order to make these sanskaras of long period of time, not in the end I will become conqueror of mind, because situations and fluctuation will automatically focus my mind to Baba. But again a loss is there. The loss. Which two loss we have? That those who have for a long period of time making effort, they achieve the fortune of being in the kingdom longer time in the cycle with Brahma Baba. this company remains. And this time we become then companion with God. So company, Baba's company, Bap Dada's company this time. And future, in the ruling stage, in the golden age, in the silver age, when the fruit is there, then we are in that rosary. This was that, anyway, Baba loves everyone. Even the last number of the bead, he loves. But the difference is, what is the difference? What did he say? And we also love Baba. What is missing? With love, very important is to have the power. All souls experience God's love, but to get the power, it's love and power both are important. Love brings the power. Love is that keeps me close as a magnetic pull. It brings transformation in myself. But it is God's power that protects me, makes me conqueror of Maya. It's the power of yoga makes me free from the past. And so this company with Baba now and also for future. So being close to Baba, so near, so will make us pass with honor. Anyway, whoever comes, becomes Baba's child, will pass, no? Because he loves, and all souls will become Baba's children, and they are part of the rosary. We'll go home together. But most important aspect, it is a powerful stage. Love and power both make a special rosary. And makes us worthy to be worshipped. And for that he said, do you have courage to be passed with honor? Those who pass with honor, they become worthy, worship worthy. God chants the beads of the rosary for them. He meets them. Amrit Vela morning, and then Brahma Baba in the morning, daytime in the golden age. Companionship. So to be the part of the rosary of the jewel, no? And so to become that, what I need, still two things I need. In order to become this part of 108, to be passed with honor, which two things he said that we need to have? One thing was courage, other thing was determined thought, determination. Like Brahma Baba had this, courage and determination. And those who have courage, Baba gives them help. Those who have determination, they then use their power then. The power that they have received from Baba, it works. So it is double benefit. With courage, multi-million times help from Baba. With determination, Because then it's the mind is not blocking, no? Waste is not blocking, fluctuation is not blocking. And so determination is that I want to go with Baba, not alone. And I want to rule with Baba, not later on. So they will just like sit. This souls, those who have this kind of courage, determination. Because it is not only one king with Lakshmi Narayan, there are other kings as well at that time, no? Other kings and queens, royalty. So with Shiv Baba and with Brahma Baba, both. Now, with Bab Dada and then with Brahma Baba means with Narayan soul. Determination to go together with Baba and determination to stay together with Brahma Baba, is Brahma Baba's soul. And so this is why this sometimes is a blockage. We have to remove this from our dictionary. You have to have determination. For that, he said, okay, raise hand. That for Shivratri, before Shivratri actually, from yesterday's, no? He said, make a note of today's date. So change in our consciousness, change in our thinking. It's internal promise. It is not okay, I announce it in the class, or I write it on a piece of paper, or I say to Baba, yes Baba, now I will do this. Determination is within the self. So powerful thought. And this is why Baba says that you have this attention. He checks our chart and he knows how much throughout the day we have this thought. But then with great love, what did he say? Attention, please. What did he say that we need to pay attention? Attention, please. Do not allow fluctuation even in your mind, in subtle thoughts, even in subtle way. Our fluctuation in words, our fluctuation in relationship, fluctuation in our efforts, that is gross thing. Please do not allow even subtle way of, in subtle thoughts as well, even in subtle form in thoughts. So, determination, pure thought and unshakable and immovable. Pure thought, so subtle waste is not there. Determination, unshakable, immovable. And what else we draw our attention to? Not only just we are serving the devotees, hearing the the call of the devotees, the cry of the devotees. They cry with their heart. For devotees it is we can feel mercy could be easily emerge. And we see that every home, in one way or another, there is a reason of suffering. Cause, one or another cause make them suffer. And so really to give them this power, it's the power of the mind. So not only just we need to serve the devotees, what else we need? Serve the Brahmin family as well. Brahmins are also weak. Why they are doing? They are doing this. They should not be doing that. What we have to do that because, okay, our mind doesn't become weak because of others. How do we make our mind weak? Waste thinking about others. How we become heavy? What makes us heavy? What makes us weak and what makes us heavy? Weak becomes when we are thinking waste. Why is doing this? They should not be doing like that. And what makes us heavy? We take the responsibility of them. We feel, I am responsible to correct them. I am responsible. Baba says, don't take the responsibility. If there is anything, just hand it over to Baba. Any situation is there. In Hindi it is baat. Baat means cause, situation, matter, problem, account. It's called baat. Give to Bap. Baat and Bap. You give it to him and then you'll be free. It is he, then he is responsible. Give it to Baba. Give it to mature, senior, murbi, means responsible, instruments. Seniors, means dadis. Baba has faith in us, but he also says, you have faith in them. Our courage is there, we want to be free, we want to make effort, we put raise, have courage and we have high hand. He has faith in us, but he says, have faith. Don't take responsibility on you. And what is the method for that? So that my mind is free. What did he say? He gave a very beautiful yukti, three things to remember. What was it? Remember the word dot. Full stop. But full stop, to use this break, what is important? Three things. Full stop. I am a dot, bindu, and I am a bindu, and put a bindu means don't go, ji? Yeah, that give it to Baba was don't give, just take the responsibility. And this was different aspect. It was put a stop, means don't go into why, what, where, how. And see other also adopt. Don't see him a person. Don't see him or her. Otherwise mind will work unnecessarily. You take responsibility, you become heavy, you make yourself weak. Full stop, in stop, these are three things. I am a dot. I myself am not this body. I am Bindi, put a Bindi, and I see a Bindi. Bindu means dot. And so with this, the mind will be free. Mind will be free to serve to Brahmins as well. Because you want to become cooperative. You really want to give cooperation. But in order to give cooperation, this is important. So service for the Brahmins, become cooperative. And service for the devotees, remove their sorrow, give them happiness. Okay, we don't take sorrow from others, but we take sorrow from Brahmins. We don't take sorrow from the devotees, we don't take sorrow from the ignorant people. But from Brahmins we take a lot of sorrow, unnecessary sorrow. We become disturbed, they become disturbed by us. And Baba says, serve the disturbed souls, remove their disturbance. Serve them. And the most powerful and elevated service is service of the mind. Elevated service is the service of the mind. It means it is service of the mind for myself as well, and also the service of the suffering souls. I'm free. My mind is free for that what is needed. Keep the mind free. And so when mind is free, and then I'm paying extra attention to serve through the mind. So then it is double benefit. And so Baba said, just like, it's good, majority is good. Baba gives a good certificate. Of what? Which certificate he gives? That all of us, majority. Good in service through speech, through words. But now do the service through the mind. But he said, no, do four types of service. Yesterday he said, do four types of service at the same time. Service with mind, service with your words, with your speech, service through your actions, and serve through your connection and contact souls, those who are, it means your company. Mind, speech. Then in Brahmins, it is the virtues and contact souls. So what I, in order to serve with mind, what I need? Power. To serve with mind, we need power. So serve with mouth, certainly we need knowledge. We service through the mouth, so what we speak, master knowledgeful, we have clarity, we have a clear understanding of the situation. So it's mouth, means encouragement, you give knowledge, you can encourage others, you can inspire, make the doubt clear. And to Brahmins, do we need to give knowledge? Service with the mind, but service, powerful mind, free mind, giving it to Baba the responsibility. But most important is service through virtues. In action, that is called service. Service through the mind, service through speech, and service through action. And what action I have to take? Most of the time we take action in form of reaction, and that reaction is because of dissatisfaction. This is, I am analyzing it. And dissatisfaction is because I am not virtuous. Virtues attract virtues. It's my expectations. An expectation is not a virtue. Expectation is a defect. And so in Brahmins, it is also in action. It's a service through virtues. And through connection and communication, connection and relationship or whoever, it is, Baba said, give happiness to others. And I liked yesterday the way Baba said to Madhuban Nivasis that you are Sukhdev. What did they do? How did they give sukh to others, happiness to others? Through renunciation of their... No, not the clapping. No. That's gross thing. This clapping, no, that was not. That was happiness temporary. But Pandavas, Madhuban Nivasis, gave happiness to others. That being a distance, they gave the opportunity that others can meet Bab Dada. Their renunciation. In this aspect, Baba says that most of the time Madhuban Nivasis, either they sit here, they sit, only a small number hears Murli directly. Yesterday, in this aspect, he says that in this way you are the bestower of happiness. You are the giver of peace and power to them. And so it's a different way of serving through the mind, through words, knowledge, through virtues, through renunciation, selflessness. In your, you are in connection and contact, but because selflessness you give a lot. And he made us aware how much we have, who are we? Richest in the world. You remember? We are richest in the world. How much treasure we have. And how will this treasure increase? The more we use them, the more they will multiply. And so it's very important. He says, you give so much time to your own self. Time, he did not say that you give power to your, but time for the self. And throughout the whole day, how much time, in different ways, we give to our own selves, no? So along with that, it's okay to give time to the self. But pay attention to serve with mind. This exercise of serving the suffering souls, serving Brahmins. So as much time we give to our own self for our service, for physical support as well, in the same way we give the power to others and become merciful for the devotees. And how to serve the Brahmins? What is my title? Have conflict with the sanskaras, have conflict with others? No matter what their sanskaras are, we become aware of Brahmin sanskaras immediately. No matter what kind of sanskaras are there. Your job is not to have clash of sanskaras. What is the meaning of a remover of sorrow, liberator from sorrow? Is liberate yourself from this clash, because this brings sorrow. And because of their sanskaras, they are also suffering. Double suffering is there. So your job is to liberate yourself and others from this clash of sanskaras. And this aspect in Brahmin world, then I am again companion with Baba. For the devotees are merciful, the Brahmins are also, because of the sanskar, cause sorrow and suffering. So I am companion of God, liberator of sorrow, giver of happiness. Have this intoxication and this consciousness. I am Baba's companion. Another title, world transformer. And what is my responsibility? I am creating what? Establishing peace, the kingdom of peace and happiness in the world. This awareness. And so it's transformation in my own self and also helping others to transform. So do not go into why he is doing, what is happening, how can this one do this? Don't go into this, because this becomes then again this, our own sanskaras emerge then. In this aspect also, give it to Baba, and then Baba is responsible. And this is what it is, give the cooperation to the disturbed souls, because it's sanskaras of each other create disturbance. Because they don't want your sanskaras, what you are But then if you won't take the responsibility to change them, you cannot change them, you take sorrow. So cooperation should be given to Brahmins to liberate them from this suffering, from disturbance. The time is moving fast. One point more I would like to share is now Baba is again and again, when he met all the groups, emphasis was on result. Show some result. Baba needs to know what has practically done. How many have become real helpers, how many have transformed, how many Baba's real children become cooperative. Every group he was asking, give the result. And at one point, as the time is very short, what we have to do? Because suddenly something will happen, sudden will happen. So for ready, ever ready, so that we become fast effort maker. So what is the sign of a fast effort maker? That he does the task in 1 minute of 10 minutes. It means speed of efforts, internal effort should be increased 10 times. This is fast effort. Constant, not sometimes this, sometimes this. 10 times whatever I'm making now should increase. This is called fast effort. And it's creating so much joy and happiness of the newcomers, no? The first timers. Birthday, celebration, congratulations. And the importance, what was most important thing for all of us? What did he say? Any one of you? Murali, don't miss the Murali. Murali is actually which gives the direction. Murali keeps connection. Murali creates a yoga power. Murali creates a full service plans. Murali, and Murali. And there are so many possibilities, no? For the new and old. Use all the devices, all the methods, all the facilities science has been created for us. So these are so many different ways Baba is encouraging us to make our effort fast and let go of carelessness, waste, fluctuation. So becoming, so we will meditate now, being the ocean of love and the powerful sun of mercy, benevolence, spreading the rays of light and might, giving the rays of power, and at the same time enjoying Baba's love. He makes us merged in Him like the ocean makes the Ganges merge, and makes us powerful like the sun. Not taking any rubbish and sorrow, just destroy from a distance, untainted uninfluenced, beyond everything. Om Shanti. So then tonight, actually, European teachers generally, European brothers and sisters are meditating, especially for this beautiful retreat center, a castle, which is a possibility that it becomes Baba's home. And so there was request of some that we should have bhatti. This is going on since last 3 days, and tomorrow is the first bidding of this castle. It starts tomorrow and then for 10 days, and the second round and third round. And so in order to have these powerful vibrations, we are having meditation from 9 to 9:45. But anyone can join. So it's a European retreat center, but serving the whole world, because it is almost 3 times bigger than Oxford retreat center. 2 times, definitely more than 2 times, so it's almost capacity wise, possibility wise is 3 times, but capacity is anyway double at the moment, also for to host the guests and Brahmins. There was a request that others should also see, because some people said, okay, the CC of the Europe have seen, but others have not seen. So can be, perhaps we see what is the possibility, then can show, and maybe your positive, powerful thought can also help it. But the reason was that because it's still a possibility, there's no doubt. But Baba said, it should be a European, German and European center, and that with that cooperation of each other, enthusiasm of each other. So that's why it was shown this, but it's a drama will reveal it, that it's not only European, it is the international. So we will see which time is possible, then perhaps can be shown that. Tonight, they are downstairs in meditation hall. Okay, that's also a good idea. Caroline, you have the... Is she gone? Yeah. Tonight is possible to show this? The retreat pictures? Because some is request that we can show it tomorrow, tonight. That is possibility. And then do it. Somehow, perhaps in the we can later on. I can, after meditation we can talk, because somebody is needed who can show, because I am zero in this subject, you know. So no computer person. I can just only click the button open and read my emails. That's all, but not any other thing. Maybe. Matthias can perhaps can see. Okay, I'm Shanti.